Right, we've got text read out by a celebrity again. Flirt Divert text at 4:40 this afternoon.
You said it was going to be an A-list yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We had Fiona Bruce reading out the Flirt Divert texts this time last week. She's lovely and all, but it wasn't a big success because, obviously, the Flirt Divert phone gets a lot of interesting texts, and Fiona wouldn't read them out.
She wouldn't, yeah.
She wouldn't read out the filth.
Because she's a woman with a certain reputation of being quite posh and proper.
We've got someone that will read out... We've got someone that will read out absolutely anything today.
Really?
At 4:40, bit of class on the show for you. Jodie Marsh.
Oh, my God.
We'll be reading out the Flirt Divert text. Yeah, at least you'll get kind of an accurate representation of what the texts are like on the Flirt Divert number.
She'll say anything, will she?
Oh, yeah. She's got a new show on as well, which is on MTV. You know, like Totally Scott Lee, which became one of our favourite shows last year? This is called Totally Jodie Marsh. Who'll Take Her Up the Aisle? Where
I can see the level we're at already.
She's running a competition on the TV to find herself a husband, because she can't find anyone, can she, Laura?
No.
And the wedding is in September.
How desperate do you have to be to go around the country looking for another half?
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got it so last year. One now for Laura. Right, would you like to hear the theme tune to Jodie's show?
Yeah, go on.
It's amazing. Right, so here's Jodie from the show telling you what kind of wedding she wants.
Jodie's main worry is that it doesn't look cheap. Because, you know, she's very glitzy glammy and she doesn't want it to look tacky.
Yeah.
That's it, you see? Right, so, I mean, and she isn't tacky, is she?
No.
As the advert for the show I've got in front of me is her in a white tutu skirt, a white studded bra, a tiara, and showing off her her porn star tattoo that goes down, or porn's tattoo that's by her belly.
Here's
and
more
white leggings.
More from Jodie's PA.
In London, we can try and get Stringfellows and do it in Stringfellows, because, you know, she used to work there.
So he's sounding classier by the minute.
Would you like some of Jodie's ideas for the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she kind of envisages.
Bras and knickers, suspenders, handcuffs and bits and pieces, you know.
Anything that's a bit burlesque, a bit gothic-y, a bit bondage-y, fetishy, sexy, cheeky.
Brilliant.
She's going to be stood by the altar, what, in handcuffs, knickers, suspenders and a bra?
Yeah, but remember what they said.
Jodie's main worry is that it doesn't look cheap. Because, you know, she's very glitzy glammy and she doesn't want it to look tacky.
Here's some more ideas from Jodie.
We get married in a dungeon and everybody's in fetish wear and I walk down the aisle with a slave on a chain in front of me and... And all the bridesmaids are in basques and stockings and suspenders and top hats and...
Great,
okay, yeah. We can work with that, Jodie.
Jodie's main worry is that it doesn't look cheap. Because, you know, she's very glitzy glammy and she doesn't want it to look... tacky.
We get married in a dungeon and everybody's in fetish wear and I walk down the aisle with a slave on a chain in front of me and...
So that's Totally Jodie Marsh. Who'll take her up the aisle? She hasn't found a husband yet, and the new show is on MTV on Sunday night at 10 p.m.
Will she marry the fourth placed one as well?
What, like in One Night with Laura?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not married to him yet.
Having talked to her earlier, it's not going that well.
Isn't it?
Not really, no.
Right.
There's no man as yet, but the wedding date is definitely set for September.
Isn't that the wrong way round?
Yes.
They normally have to find the man and then set the wedding date.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So, last week we had Fiona Bruce reading out some of the texts from the Flirt Divert phone. It wasn't an amazing success. As well as messages, obviously we get thousands and thousands of texts on the Flirt Divert phone. So, we thought we would get different celebrities to read these out. And today, it's Jodie Marsh. She'll read anything, believe me. Yeah.
So, Jodie Marsh, well, she's a lady of class to run a man.
Who will take Jodie up the aisle?
Is your plan to alternate the people who read these out, go sort of posh then filthy, posh then filthy?
That'll be the good idea, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I
can't say that.
Well, I just wondered.
Mm. Right, imagine...
Oh, no, and now I've just realised. No, that's not the way you're doing it, because before Fiona Bruce, it was Joe Wiley.
Right. Yeah, so you're, not, you're wrong.
Yeah, very wrong.
Right, imagine Fiona Bruce saying this one.
If we end up getting together, you can have as much as you want.
She wouldn't say that, Fiona, would she?
No, she wouldn't.
Jodie would.
Yeah. Mm. It sounds more right.
If we end up getting together, you can have as much as you want.
Yeah, sounds right coming from her. Mm.
Okay, and here's another one. Another flirt divert text read out by Jodie.
Hey, babe, you okay? I had a dream about you last night. Laugh out loud. Were well good, so you can guess what it was about. Laugh out loud.
What would that be about?
Don't know.
Laugh out loud. Maybe they were making like a massive cup of tea to swim in.
Maybe that's
that would be a well good kind, dream.
Would be a well yeah
well
your
good
kind
dream.
Of dream.
Or maybe what about a dream involving cakes?
Yes.
Oh, like caramel shortbread. That'd be well good.
Giant fondant fancy.
Like Jodie's
like
wedding
Jodie's
cake.
Wedding cake.
A wise man once said, "Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime." Do you believe that?
Wow, someone's been given the flirt divert number there. That's very profound.
Mm.
Imagine getting a text like that. Normal service resumed on this one, though.
It's Kelly from the chip shop. Fancy another battered sausage? Text back.
Do you like a battered sausage?
I love a battered sausage, yeah.
It made Laura quite hungry when Jodie was reading these out.
Yeah? Do you really fancy a battered sausage?
I love battered sausages.
Why would you give the flirt divert number to someone from a chip shop, though? You get free chips for life. And as many battered sausages as you want. Stupid person.
Do you just go for battered sausage over battered fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time.
Right.
Every time. There's okay. No competition. Right.
You're very adamant about that, aren't you? I never thought I'd see you so sort of passionate about something.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No one goes for battered fish over battered sausage.
I apologise then for being an amateur in the battered sausage situation. Depends on my mood.
No, always a sausage.
Like last week, I had battered fish, but tonight I'm now tempted to go for a battered sausage.
Are you?
Mm. No. No, it doesn't work like that.
I can take either.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No. Mate, yeah. Always the sausage for me.
Oh, yeah, always. All right.
Now, this is the kind of text that I end up sending twice a week, at least.
Seriously, I need my trousers. This isn't funny.
Yeah. And I think this is my favourite one from the current batch, read out by Jodie Marsh.
Hi, I've just woken up and rung the number on my forehead. Your mailbox is full.
That must have been really hard to read the flirt divert number off your forehead.
Yes.
Unless they wrote it backwards.
That would be a very dedicated person. Yeah, I get it. You don't have to explain it to me.
I was just doing the illustration there. So
I realised, because they'd have to see it in a mirror.
Right.
Oh, you stupid woman.
Like how they write echelop on police cars. Took me ages to work out why.
To give me strength.
Oh, my good God.
It's because it says police backwards.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't know why.
Battered sausage, she's fine in that conversation. Bring science into it, she's stuffed. Right.
There we are, your text read up by Jodie Marsh on the flirt divert number. Thank you.
Tomorrow morning from 7.